Strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall are a possibility across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest as we move forward through the next few days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures are already contrasting sharply across the northern plains and Canada's prairies. Temperatures in our region at this hour in the 80s, even pushing up over 90 degrees. We will see the 90s becoming more common later in the day. But in contrast, temperatures in central Montana at this hour in the 40s and 50s, and many areas in the western half of Canada's prairies are in the 50s and 60s. All of that cooler air is headed for our region and will arrive late this week going into the weekend. But until we get to that point, the contrast in air mass temperatures will begin to clash and will likely see the development of rain and thunderstorms, some of which will be strong to severe. This will all begin to occur tomorrow night in central parts of South Dakota, maybe even tomorrow late afternoon. The precipitation will begin as sporadic areas of light to moderate thunderstorm activity, but it won't take long for the storms to become a little bit more enhanced and more consolidated, and that is likely to occur as we go from late Wednesday night through Friday. During that time period, we'll see a number of strong thunderstorms producing some heavy rain. In the meantime, the upper-level low-pressure system will be settled over the region and moving very slowly. On the backside of the surface low, we're going to see repetitive rain and some thunderstorm activity, and that's going to concentrate on the Missouri River Basin area, and we'll look for some of the rainfall in that region to run from 1 to 3 inches and perhaps some local totals over 4 inches. As the low pressure system comes into the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, the intensity of rain will not be quite so great, but we will still see 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches occurring across those areas, and all of this precipitation will be most significant from Thursday going into Saturday morning. Now, the majority of the greatest precipitation is likely to occur as we go from Thursday into Friday. On the backside of the low pressure system, we'll have some cold rain, drizzle, and some possibility of wet snow at night across some parts of the region. Now, most of that snow potential will be in northern North Dakota and especially up into Canada. We do look for some of the temperatures behind this event to get rather nippy. And instead of seeing 80s and 90s across the region today and tomorrow, we're going to be seeing highs this weekend running mostly in the 50s and some upper 40s across parts of the region. Saturday will be coolest, and we do expect the potential for a little bit of frost and or a light freeze to develop possibly along the Canada border in northern North Dakota, but we're too far out in time right now to be able to determine that quite yet. Next week, we'll likely see another storm system beginning to push into the region, and so until it arrives, we'll see a warming trend occur once again. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.